Busted flat in Baton Rouge.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. I've got Ken Sikora, the chairman of the 8th Congressional Republican Party of Wisconsin. If there's one thing that people get out of this, and I'm sure people will, I'm going to get a lot of grief, you know, from this because, you really didn't, you held your punches or whatever. I want people to understand that there are some things that are bigger than that. You know, I've always been someone that wants to find middle ground and find a way forward with people that might not always agree with me. And that's why, again, I really appreciate you being here. And even if we're going to leave today, we're not going to agree on anything, but I think I could agree. I'd sit down with you again. And I think we can agree that we can have a respectful discussion.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important. And I think this is get back to the violence issue.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have these discussions.
We
live in a society.
Dude, 1,000,000%.
We live in a society where people run away from the trouble. You know,
yeah.
As Americans, we want to go to work. We want to do our thing. Our lives are busy. And we don't engage as much as we should.
Yeah.
And bringing it back to Congressman Weed, you know, he walked in a meeting that we had a little over a year ago and had never been to a Republican. He ended up standing next to a young guy named Alec Brusewitz,
yeah,
who we had invited in to talk. And Brusewitz was there to possibly run as a candidate, ended up standing next to him. That led to a conversation, and Brusewitz turned to him and said, "Hey, why don't you run for Congress?"
Yeah.
And that's how Tony Weed came to be. He wasn't selected by the state party. Matter of fact, the state party had made their selection, Roger Roth,
yep,
who is a good man, but not the guy I wanted for my candidate.
Yep.
And so Tony Weed was about as a grassroots candidate that you could ever have. And at times I took criticism and those of us that supported him, I mean, we literally had our risk of charters being pulled in our county parties because we supported mm-hmm. him and endorsed him. But there was times when people said, what kind of made me realize the problems we have with politics is that there were people that said, he doesn't know the issues enough. This is not exactly what we want. Don't we want someone who comes in the door and is not controlled by anybody? He doesn't owe anybody anything.
Well, he is.
Anything.
I mean, he had Trump endorsed Tony Weed.
The Trump endorsement was as organic as you could get, okay? Trump looked at the race. The ask was given, would you endorse a candidate? And because of Alex Brusewitz, who knew Trump, we were given the opportunity to get that. So Tony was as organic as they come.
Okay.
And the criticism from my party was, he doesn't answer questions like a politician does.
Right.
Well, isn't that what we want? Don't we want people that are not politicians?
Yeah.
And so now going forward, he was elected. We won the primary. He was elected. And I look at the hate. He can't post anything without 400 hate messages. And at what point... Now I do parades with Tony. I do events with Tony. And we did a parade in Lena last weekend. And there was probably 2,000 to 3,000 people on the street.
Yeah.
And I say 95% of those people, thank you, Tony. Thank you.
We appreciate you running. Lena. That's about as red as you're getting, man.
Yeah,
but hold on. That's the thing.
But he does a parade in every town.
You said that you think the reason why we're here is because we can't have conversations like this. Tony Weed, I think, gets a lot of grief because he really goes to events and surrounds himself with people who aren't going to have conversations like this.
So when we did the event in Green Bay 3 months ago, it was a fundraiser. It was a small dollar fundraiser. It was $25 and that included food. Okay. It was in Stadium View, the most popular venue in Green Bay.
You think?
Okay. Everybody was invited. There was no security there. There was no sheriff's department there. Everybody was invited. We could have held 200 people. The Llama, one of the organizations, said they were going to flood the place. Okay. Flood the place. They right. weren't willing to just come in and spend $25 for food to ask Tony Weed questions. We actually
why would they have to pay to ask the congressman a question?
Well, because it was a fundraiser.
Okay, well,
we had to pay for the room, and we had to pay. You know, when you do these events,
you're a congressman for all people.
There's still costs. I mean, somebody has to cover the cost. So that's a simple.
You go to the Brown County Library.
I don't care what it is. We wanted a venue where people come in after work, get something neat, have a drink, and support. Remember, another part of what we do is supporting local businesses. Why would we not? Why would we do it at a library when we can support a local business? I mean, this is important. And Zero people showed up. You know, they know he does every parade. He does every single parade in this district. He does every single county fair in this district. When I look at the hate geared towards him, let's jump to Dixon Wolf. And I know you text Dixon a nice message the other day. I appreciate that. He did tell me that while I was down the road eating lunch today. I've seen people call him, he looks like a child molester. He just married a beautiful girl. He just was married. I've seen people say he looks like a gay man. Well, this is the other side. So if we're going to continue this is where this builds. You know, this goes from saying Trump's a monster, Trump's a radical, he's Hitler, to criticizing every politician, and all of a sudden it just becomes okay.
Well, and I should show you my inbox, my friend, and it's people on your side saying horrific things about me.
And I would be the first one to chastise them.
I would do the same for you. But we cannot start this conversation from a point of saying this is your fault.
Yeah.
And this is all on you.
Would you agree
with that?
Except for one exception. Okay. Here's where I make the
Come
exception.
On.
Look at the Chicago situation. Look at us trying to get, you know, Marion Bowser, the mayor of Washington, has now said how nice Washington is. We have a problem in Chicago. If we don't prevent basic crimes, this leads
Chicago
to more
told them
crime.
What they wanted. Chicago told them what they wanted. Donald Trump says, no, we're going in with troops.
No, the mayor told them what they wanted.
Chicago, the mayor.
The mayor has a seven point percentage approval rating. A bum on the street can get that. So
the Illinois governor also said the same thing, and he's got a pretty big,
he's got an eating problem. And he has no idea what he's talking about.
Hey,
I'm a chubby guy too.
But
these are guys that have super low approval ratings that are telling Trump that, whereas
Trump's approval rating is not great.
Whereas residents are saying, come clean our city up. So if I could leave you with this, is if we clean up the crime problem and we make it not okay to just be a common criminal, it helps with the violence problem.
I hope you come back, because I think, you know, we're starting at a place. I would like to continue this discussion a different time.
Definitely, because this hour flew by. So.
Dude, it does. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Ken Sikora on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Stay tuned for the next one on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks a lot.